This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, hold on. Why should I be talking? It's 4:05, and now comes the special music. I got the beat, baby. It's Friday. Let it rip, anything goes, and it's a special opportunity to say welcome aboard, Neil Bortz. How you doing, my friend? I don't know where you are, but welcome. It's great to have you with us. Happy Friday to you, sir.
I'm in Manila in the Philippines today.
Really? Wow. Outstanding.
I came here to pick up some folders.
Manila folders, ladies and gentlemen. God, you and Pete Davis have been working together on that same stupid pun book. I swear to God, if I ever find it, I'm setting it on fire with the both of you.
Hey, Jim. Down here in Naples, we had a woman go to jail last night. She hit her husband over the head with a bowl of Jell-O.
A bowl of Jell-O.
Yeah, she's been charged with assault with the congealed weapon.
Congealed. Oh, my God. Have you been two getting together? I can't believe. Oh, my God.
And, hey, did you hear about the cow that drank all the blue ink?
The cow that drank all the blue ink? No, I didn't hear what happened.
Mood indigo.
Mood indigo. Oh, God. Hey, ho.
Hey, Kimber, the next time we're on the air today, decaf, please, for God's sake, man.
Oh, you weren't listening, were you?
Jesus. And you know, on a being real serious here.
Yes.
You can't imagine how a 16-year-old could get a bunch of his buddies to help kill the husband of some cougar out there, right?
Well, it just seems amazing to me. Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, therein lies a fact that America just don't pay enough attention to, and it should be at the top of our minds, and that is that science, neurological science, whatever, has shown that in the development of the human brain, you don't fully develop the capacity to engage in logical reason and thought until you're 25 years old.
You mentioned that a lot. You're right. Yeah.
We got to recognize that. That's why car rental companies, I don't know if it's still this way, but it used to be that they were the only people that paid any attention to that when they would refuse and would not rent cars to people under 25 years old.
Yeah. In fact, it used to be 25. It may be 20. I think it's probably 21 now, but it was 25 years old. And for good reason, because they were cracking them up all the time over the place.
Well, it's because under that age, you don't. It's not that you're a bad person or whatever. It is you just have not developed to the point that you can think rationally.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we could embrace that and adopt that and adjust our society accordingly, that'd be one way to get these idiot kids out of the voting booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Some of the things that I went to have lunch today.
Yeah.
At Uncle Julio's.
Okay.
Here in Naples. I don't think they have any more Uncle Julio's in Atlanta.
No, I don't think. Pete, do you know of an Uncle Julio's anywhere around here? Oh, Pete's mic is dead there, Flounder. Hold on a minute, Pete. Wait a minute. We got a dead mic here. Okay, what you got?
Yeah, dead mic.
There was one on Piedmont Hospital, Peachtree Road, for a while.
It was. Piedmont Hospital wanted that property. It's gone, along with Ted's whatever the hell it is.
Oh, the grill. The Montana Grill. That's right. I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to sit there and just watch the girls out there and go, that big buffalo they had out front, and the girls would go up there and play with its privates and get a picture of that.
Oh, yeah, that was chicks, man.
But I explained to the winsome little waitress today, who, by the way, would look make Selena Gomez ugly.
Oh, my.
I explained to her that we don't have Uncle Julio's in Atlanta anymore because, you know, nobody likes getting their ass shot on the way in to eat an enchilada.
So, and how did she react to that little comment?
She just said, tell me about it, I guess. So, I don't know. It's a got to love it down here in Naples, though. I have a Belinda story for you, but I probably shouldn't tell
her. Oh, no, then she'll definitely tell us. If she's not listening, come on, out with it. Come on, go.
Yeah, okay. Well, this would have been at least 13 or 14 years ago.
Well, okay? Then you're clear. Yes, sir.
I think so. So I had Belinda and Christina. I don't know if you remember Christina. She was my researcher. She now...
Yeah. Yeah,
she now produces podcasts for the European Union.
No kidding.
But anyway,
oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh God, huh. But anyway, I had them down here in Naples. So I wanted them to see my studio. I wanted them to see how I engage in doing a radio show from down here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is so insensitive. This is so insensitive. Anyway,
you come to the right place, then, Neil.
So we're tooling around Naples, and Belinda looks at me and says, Neil, I don't see any black people. And I said, and you won't.
Not with me driving.
and I said, as a matter of fact, Christina, Belinda, the first one of you that spots a black person, I'll give you $5.
Spot a black for $5 right here.
Well, and then, of course, I was very careful where I drove. But anyway,
see?
At the end of the day, we went to the world's greatest ice cream parlor over the county line in Lee County called Royal Scoop. And they just don't make better ice cream than that. Their goal was to make it as sweet as possible. Anyway, we walk into the Royal Scoop, and they're sitting at a table in there, a black gentleman in a business suit.
I love it.
We walk through the door. Belinda stands there and points at him, and at the top of her yell, she says, I see one.
It's a black guy.
Get him.
I wanted to crawl out the door. God.
Oh, mercy.
God bless poor Belinda. Okay, I haven't been listening to you today.
Yeah.
So my pithy comment for the day is,
yes.
Aren't we all glad we're not married to Meghan Markle?
Oh, my God. You know, what a downfall of a guy who was a warrior and respected and, a carefree, happy, jovial, you know, man's man, helicopter gunning pilot, fighter guy. And all of a sudden, holy moly, he's got to get out of that. I don't know. Mercy.
You think you think it would do any good that he could actually get out of that?
I don't know. I don't get any of it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, what a relationship.
That's some strong stuff there, Kimmer.
Well.
Snap.
Okay.
He's lost his testicles. I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, obviously, you know, she's got something on him, and it's working. I don't know.
Okay, well, our best wishes to Princess Kate.
Kate Middleton.
That's a rough thing to go through. Okay, and then there's this. Kimber,
yeah.
You know that I'm not particularly fond of Donald Trump.
Well, we knew that, true, yeah, we know that, yeah.
I mean, and I had to work with him in the legal profession.
Yeah, he must have whizzed in your Wheaties, boy, because...
And I've been to his gilded condo at the top of the Trump Tower and all that kind of stuff. Having said that, this whole thing about that $340 million bond...
Well, it's almost a billion, really. I mean, it's really almost $1 billion if they keep, you know, adding and adding and adding. And now he's got Truth Social going public, and he thinks he's got the cash. I mean, the whole thing is a nightmare. I'm hoping to God that it backfires, because even he does not deserve this. Neil, this is the worst. And by the way, they should have had that hearing the other day, live, televised, like the freaking Watergate hearings, when they were showing the bank records and everything else, tying the Biden crime family to bank records and showing what the influence was and so forth. I still can't believe how they're getting away with all of it. And Donald Trump, I hope to hell it backfires, because nobody deserves that, no matter what his policy or politics or anything else.
Here's a couple of points. First of all, there was no Donald Trump hurt nobody.
Right, no crime.
We're talking about here. So what, he overvalued some real estate. Look, I've been buying, and my wife and I have been buying real estate and selling it for 20 years. Who doesn't overvalue their real estate? Who doesn't? So he got some loans because he overvalued. Okay, fine. Guess what? He paid them back.
And they knew the loan. They knew what they were doing. These guys aren't idiots. They didn't say, oh, my God, that Donald Trump tricked me. They made money. The banks made money. They gave him money, and they got more than they gave him back. They made money. Where's the crime?
I know.
Seriously.
Now, there's a couple of crimes here. One of them was the advice that Donald Trump got from his attorneys.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, they said, look, don't bother with a jury trial here. This whole thing is so bogus that the judge is going to talk. So he agreed, as I understand it, we'll have a bench trial here. The evidence can be presented, and then the judge can determine whether or not I am guilty or innocent. And so once he agreed to that, it was a done deal, and the judge said, "Oh, you're guilty."
Yeah.
And at that point, there was nothing to be decided other than the amount of damages.
Yeah.
And the same judge that found him guilty on this completely
ridiculous,
bogus, bovine scatology, whatever it is, is the same judge that hit him with this $340 million.
Right.
Now, whenever Trump says witch hunt. I like to say, shut the hell up, golden boy.
But this time,
Trump has, this is a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And as bad a person as he may be, somebody needs to step in and put an end to this nonsense.
Yeah, I know.
It's criminal.
Yeah.
He hurt nobody. He paid back the loans. I don't believe a crime was committed. There's not a swinging willy anywhere in this country that hasn't at one point or the other overvalued their real estate. And it's just infuriating what they're doing to him. But like my dear wife says, hey, honey, what goes around comes around, and he's done a lot to earn this.
Well, I know nothing about that. All I know is this is wrong from anybody's standpoint. This is so bad. This is the worst place that America's been in our political history ever. The last 6 years of this country is the worst that this country's ever had as a political shenanigans and scandal and anti-American treasonous behavior to overthrow a presidency and to continue to make sure he doesn't ever come back again. I mean, that's what it is. That's the bottom line of it. It's a coup, and it worked.
What anniversary or what did we arrive at about 6 years ago in this country? The history shows that a constitutional republic like the United States has a life expectancy, and the life expectancy is about, as history has shown, 230 years.
Yeah.
We reached that 230 years when? About 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
We are fulfilling our destiny.
Yeah.
This country is crumbling just the way every other constitutional republic has crumbled after just about the same amount of time, and for many of the same reasons. Well, number one of which,
yeah.
that's my radar warning me about a storm. Who cares? Number one is Alexis de Tocqueville in his book Democracy in America. He said that it's going to be the end of America, I'm paraphrasing, when the people realize they can go to the ballot box and vote themselves. Largesse is the word he used, but largesse from the public treasury.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when people figured out they can vote for a living instead of having to work for a living,
yep.
That's going to be it for this country, and that is where we are.
Well, look at it. Here's what scares me. If it happens that President Stupid Face actually wins re-election, and Neil, I don't know why, I've heard more commentators in the last 2 days all of a sudden fear that Congress is going to go back in control of Democrats. And of course, we just had another idiot from Wisconsin say he's going to quit early next month. Mike Gallagher says he's resigning next month, not only not running again. Anyway, if President Showers with Daughter is reelected, and if Congress and the House goes back into Democratic control, we will never win another election. They will have that House Resolution 1, federalize all the elections, everything will change, and there will be a revolution. If that happens, what they're going to try to pull off in this country, if they have complete control, oh my God, there will be a revolution. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Really? Look, we're too old for this crap.
No, I got one. I got one left. I got one left in me, Neil. I swear to God. You know, if I were still married or something, I wouldn't say that. But I got one. I got one little good fight left in me. I'm ready to go. Honestly, if they do that, there will be a revolution. If they make our country go the way, I mean, we're worse than Venezuela right now. I mean, the scandal, the lies, the cheating, the Donald Trump stuff. I mean, it's just I've never seen anything like it. Countries aren't like this.
Look, Kimmer, we're getting exactly what we deserve.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a it was a wonderful country with an amazing system of government that deserved to have longevity for centuries. But the people of this country, put us here by worrying more about their state universities' recruiting class, by voting themselves money, by ignoring the hideous where do we start?
Yeah.
Ignoring the things that were going on in Washington, D.C., worrying much more about trivialities than they were about the future of their country. It's just a damn shame. It really is.
No. I don't know where the direction went. Where all of a sudden we're apparently the left is so guilty about everything, and they're self-loathing, that all of a sudden you're afraid to make people stand up for themselves. Oh, we got to take care of this. Equity rules everything. Oh, he didn't get his fair share. I mean, my God, that's what's happening, and that's the direction we're going, and it can only end in a bad way. There's no goodness at the end of that road.
we could spend all day of coming up with the examples that show how this country and its people have deteriorated. And another one is this unexplainable, unbelievable condemnation of Israel for what they're doing in Gaza.
I know.
The Hamas need... Look, the ratio of civilian to militant deaths in Gaza is one of the lowest in the history of all warfare. But we're screaming.
They don't care.
Israel needs. Israel needs to stop.
It doesn't.
No, Israel does not need to stop. Israel needs to go into Rafah and clean up that place of all Hamas, and then make sure that those
you almost did. Very close, very close.
But just be careful.
Dwellers.
I mean, look at these Houthis.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of these Houthis that are firing missiles into Israel and sinking ships?
No. Them specifically,
I mean,
no.
Look at them. They look like homeless, drunk derelicts.
Yeah.
Well. And I don't know.
Look where they live. I mean, it's where did all the Jew haters come from? All of a sudden, everywhere you turn around, all of a sudden there are protests of people demanding a ceasefire and blaming Israel for killing all the civilians. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what the hell is the matter with you people? And where did you come from? They're everywhere.
And they're back to the original state.
Mostly white young girls. Yeah, right. Mostly young white women at Oberlin College. And, you know, I mean, jeez.
And they're under 25. They do not have the brain power to think rationally, to absorb the facts and come up with rational, reasoned decisions. Yeah. And that's where it came from. And we're paying attention to them.
Then
the American people have this strange love, in many cases, for the United Nations.
Oh, man.
You know, when I was over on Peachtree Street doing a radio show, people would picket outside that radio station because of the things I said about the United Nations.
Well, I remember one of the first things you said, I remember it had to be 30, 40 years ago when you said something like, don't forget, if you're going to give a donation to those little orange cups on Halloween for UNICEF, when they get the money, they're taking off the American part and putting it for the United Nations, giving the money to the people of the little people
exactly.
around the world. I remember that. I had to be 40 years ago, I'll bet you.
Because I've been hammering that one forever. And then when they had an uprising in Katanga, I don't know what name that little thing operates on. The United Nations was down there with troops killing people.
Yeah.
And they needed some money. So where did the United Nations go to get money to fund their operation in Katanga? They got it from UNICEF.
Yeah, absolutely.
UNICEF.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the Americans in this country. It's trick or treat. I'm going to give money to UNICEF, trick or treating. And then if UNICEF does do anything for anybody, anywhere in the world, it's going to be in the name of the United Nations, not in the name of America where the money is coming from. And this is just, just add this to the long list of stupidity. Kimmer, one time I was on the air and I was asking people on the air, you might try this sometime.
Okay.
What is the most important thing you ever learned listening to talk radio? And we went on for about 45 minutes getting some great answers, as you might expect. But then it came down to somebody asked me, said, well, Neil, how long have you been hosting talk radio? And at that point, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And, well, what is the most important thing you've learned hosting talk radio? And without hesitation, I said, how amazingly stupid the American people are. And that was just at the top of my mind.
Yeah, well, there you are.
But then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? That's the absolute best answer I could have given.
Well, not only we're lazy, we're easily swayed into doing something, we're guilty, we're feeling bad about stuff that none of our damn business. The turnout for the last election we had was like 8%. You know, I mean, there's a whole kinds of things, and we're going the wrong way, and frankly, we need to pull together and go in the right direction. But I don't see it. I don't see it. God forbid if they take control of this election. It's over.
Don't hold your breath.
I know.
But there was one bright spot in the Georgia General Assembly passing that law that in a Reader's Digest version makes it impossible or difficult, not impossible, for unions to threaten employees into unionizing their workplace.
Right. I heard you talking about that. What a great move that was, where they can't say, hey, you'd like to join our union, wouldn't you? Why don't you sign this certificate while I'm standing here in front of you?
And by the way, we know where your kids go to school.
A nice wife you got there.
And that dog in your backyard.
Yeah.
God, it would be a shame if somebody threw a piece of poisoned meat in your backyard and got your
Yeah, he got out or something, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
I'm dogless at the moment because of where I live, unfortunately, but I adopt all dogs I see.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't even know what that means.
I have a T-shirt that says, "Sorry, I'm late. I saw a dog."
That's me. Every dog I see, I play with every single time.
Me too.
There's our traveling music. Neil Bort says, "Semper Fi, my friend. Be careful out there. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week. And say hi to the missus."
Yeah, I got to get back to the mainland.
All right, my friend. Off you go. Neil Bort, traveling time with a master, with a Kimmer Pete Flounders.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.